Welcome to another moment with your girl Mo. Hey, with your girl Mo, yeah.
Hello, 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 Becca, Becca, Becca. Well, welcome another moment with your girl Mo. And I gotta tell you, I am so excited to have you here, because you are one of a few people who has such a powerful story, who really knows what it is to have a test to be turned into a testimony. So I'm just going to let you kind of tell me a little bit about Becca and the journey that you walked.
Okay. Well, I thank you for having me. To not make it too long, the biggest part of my story is coming out of heroin addiction, fentanyl addiction. I was in addiction from 2014 until 2018. I was homeless. I was pregnant while using, and God took me out of that. And he saved me. He kept me where I needed to be. And he and I didn't know him this whole time when I first got clean. But the story he wrote for me is beautiful. It's a perfect symphony. It looked ugly, but he continued chasing me. And after a few years sober, he found me. I found him. I heard him finally. And I went from a homeless drug addict to a married mother of two and healthy and happy and at peace. Wow. I have a good life today.
Wow. And what a beautiful testament of faith and perseverance. So I think a lot of times when people think about addiction, it can be many things. It doesn't even have to be always have to be a substance. It can be to social media or to alcohol or even to a person. Definitely. There's a lot of people who are crazy in love. You know what I mean? So let me ask you this. So at what was it like at like the lowest point for you? And how did you kind of build from that, from like all the in between?
Sure. I mean, so the addiction starts, and you hear this a lot, with pain meds, and then it just gets continually worse, and you try more. And for a long time, I was able to keep my head above water, if you will, hold a job. And then once I got too deep into the heroin addiction, I drowned. And at that point, I had tried to get clean. I met my son's father in rehab. And we conceived my son. And so I was clean for a very short time. And then the lowest point was when I relapsed while pregnant. And very immediately, I was homeless on the streets. I was the person holding the sign on the side of the road. I stole maybe from a few people, but it was mostly stores or hustling. And I mean, it's just bad out there. You don't have a place to shower. You barely have a place to go to the bathroom because people don't want you in their stores. It was really hard out there. And it was really hard to get into rehab at all because we didn't even have a phone. We had like a track phone. And my family at that point, no blame on them. They were done. I mean, they said they'd help me get into rehab, but they weren't going to enable me anymore, and I don't blame them. And they did find the rehab Queen of Peace. They take pregnant and postpartum women. And I had an interview there, and they had a bed available right away. Most women won't come back. And I said, I'll be back tomorrow. And I was done. I really wanted to be off the street. It was miserable. So I did come back. And They helped me get into sober living. They got everything my baby would need when he was born. And I just slowly built my life back up. But it was a slow journey. And there was a lot of things I had to build back up. I had thrown away my entire life.
Wow. And one of the things that I love what you just said, when you was going through that and in the heart of your addiction, that you were the one holding up the sign. But guess what? You're holding up a whole different sign now.
Yes.
A whole different sign. And the fact that you've been so blessed that God saw you at your lowest and made you into this beautiful, clean, your heart is so pure and you're working hard. And we'll talk a little bit more about your business is amazing. And I am so proud of you because breaking an addiction is not easy.
So hard.
So you, where'd you get like that? Where did that come from, that strength to be like, you know what, this is it for me. I don't want this lifestyle. I need something more. How did that happen?
That's actually an incredible story, and it was God, and I didn't know it then. I didn't know it was him until I got saved. I'll try to make it short. I had a car at one point that I had given to my drug dealer, and he would basically pay me rent for it, like with drugs. And there was one day he wasn't answering. And I had said multiple times, like, I will get clean. I want to get clean, but I want to get that car back. And I found out when he wasn't answering one day that my car had been totaled and he was gone. He was probably in the hospital, but he went to prison. And that was it. I mean, there was no excuses anymore. I couldn't walk around much longer. I was like 7 months pregnant at that point. It was too hard. So I just want to say, basically, it feels like God's made it hard. He made it so there really wasn't anywhere else to turn.
So
I said, I'm done. I can't do it.
So literally, it was like you knew what rock bottom was, and now you know what the top is.
Yeah.
Which is so incredible because I met your two kids. I absolutely adore them. And your husband. And it's just like you have like this life now that is so different. And you look so happy and beautiful, and you're even glowing. So I know you started your business, Rebecca Cleaning Services, LLC. And tell me about a little bit about that, because that kind of transitioned you into the woman of faith that you are now.
It is the only reason I found God. I don't know if it would have happened any other way. So I was working at a law firm for the first couple years of sobriety. And then just out of nowhere, I was honestly just tired of being in the office. And I decided to start my own business. And I ran into my cleaning lady that my family used growing up. And I asked her how she did it. She gave me a couple clients, and the rest was really history. And then word of mouth. I mean, really, God gave this business to me because it's been so successful. And I didn't have to do much to do that. But the big thing was, one of my first clients, she wanted me to work every Friday, and I started working for her, and she had this piece about her, and she had God trinkets all over, and crosses, and her kids were even into it, and they were really good kids, sweet kids. And I remember when I was a kid, we went to church, and I don't remember really caring that much about church or God. And I had never seen Christians like that who really walked the walk, not just talk the talk.
Yeah.
And my client has this incredible piece about her. And it was one of those, I want that.
Wow.
And I started asking her questions, and She says it was Holy Spirit who gave her the answers, but she had all the answers.
Wow.
Everything made sense when she answered my questions, anything I had. And that's where it started.
Wow. And one of the things I like about that is you mentioned about growing up in church.
Mm-hmm.
And I know even for me, I had a lot of trials as a child, losing my parents really, really young, a whole bunch of different stuff. And there was a yearning for me for something more.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a church thing. Like, my parents weren't religious. But when I had a neighbor, it's always that one person who kind of gets you right to, you know, to the place you need to be, that she took me to a church with her in Brooklyn, New York. And I remember just finding, like, that connection and having that yearning and that desire to have a relationship. Not really the day-to-day, you know, do this, wear this, say this, don't say that. So tell me about your relationship with God and what's that's been for you.
Well, and that's the amazing part. I grew up in church and I never had that relationship. It was just church and rules. And it just hit me. I finally understood that, you know, it's not about religion. He wants a relationship. He's our Father, and we are not perfect. He's not here to shame us. Shame comes from the enemy. So, you know, it was all Holy Spirit that came into my heart, and I wanted to read the Bible. I've read in my childhood up to adulthood maybe two or three books, like, in full, and like reading the Bible, I finished it.
Wow.
And like, that's a miracle in itself, because like, I want to. I want to have that relationship. I want to know more about him. Because I want to be like what he says I am.
Yeah, and oh my, that is so powerful, because for two reasons. When you think about a relationship, that's you spending time. Like, you're communicating, you're listening, and we, you know, like, love songs, which we call like worship songs, you know what I mean? You're speaking to him and he's speaking to you.
Yes.
So I'm hearing you say, like, a lot of the peace that you have now, kind of like the woman who led you to Christ, you're sensing that peace because you put in the time. You put in the time to change your identity.
Yes.
Like, that sign you was holding, now your sign says something totally different.
Yeah.
And I'm so encouraged and inspired that you know and accepted your true identity through Christ, not who you were, but who he's called you to be and will continue to have you be for his glory.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's just phenomenal.
And none of that other stuff that I did, doesn't matter. He uses that. He uses the worst people. Those are the people he wants. And that's all part of my story.
Yeah.
And he uses those terrible things I did. And now I get to, like you said, I get to hold a whole new sign and show his glory, his amazing work.
What does that sign say? If you have to summarize it in like a phrase or maybe a few words, like, what will it say? Rebecca is now
saved.
Dot, dot, dot. Amen. Okay.
Saved is it. And that's all I need. Saved from me.
Mm-hmm.
And who I used to be. Saved from the enemy. He is everything to me.
Yeah. That's so beautiful. And it shows. It shows, and you can feel it. You know what I mean? So, Becca, like, what advice would you, because you have your mom, your business owner, your homeowner, like we said, like, I love that in your bio you mentioned you went from homeless to home ownership. And that in of itself is absolutely amazing. What advice would you give to anyone, male, female, young, old, teenager, who's struggling with anything, addiction, illness, low self-esteem?
Addiction is where my specialty is, I guess I would say. But you can't change you. I've tried for so many years.
Yeah.
You have to give it to God. You have to have that faith that he will and can mm-hmm. bring you out of whatever it is you're going through, addiction, illness. And as a believer, we are told that we will suffer.
Mm-hmm.
So not all suffering is necessarily bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's character building. It's mm-hmm. getting you closer to him. So if you have full faith in him, you can get through anything.
Yeah.
I mean, we make it really complicated, but mm-hmm. it is simple.
That's really good. And I guess if there was anything you wanted to, the Becca who sits before me now, is there anything that you want to tell the Becca who was in the midst of the storm during that time?
Mm. Something my mom used to say when I was a kid is that you'll do great things, Becca, wow. if you go towards the good. I forget how she phrased mm-hmm. it exactly, but I would tell myself that, like, you'll do great things. Get out of this, and you'll have a good story to tell. And I'm not ashamed of anything that I did.
That's right.
Because it's a great story.
That is so true. It's a powerful story, and it's your story.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can tell it like you tell it. And I'm sure there's going to be countless, countless people who's going to be so inspired because you're so real and you're so passionate. And that genuine place, it just radiates. It's just like such a sweet, like, presence. I feel like I'm floating. And I'm so, so proud of you. So what's next? What's next for Becca?
Well, so I started the business, and I've been at that for, I don't know, 2.5 years now. And I am expanding at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I am hiring employees. And thank you. And the ultimate goal, I guess, would be to build it so I'm more of an overseer.
Mm-hmm. I'm down for that. So, Becca, let me ask you this. Does that mean I get a discount?
Absolutely.
Just
know, for you.
I have a 7-year-old, so my house gets us, like, snacks everywhere. They're everywhere.
I'm really good at what I do.
So, Becca, thank you so much for sharing that. And like I said, I'm inspired and encouraged, and I'm sure it's going to be countless people who walk down the same path or another path that's just been hard to break. Like, mm-hmm. addiction is something that you want to break it, but it's hard. You have to put in the work. You have to change your behaviors. You have to change the people around you. You have to pretty much change your whole mindset, and everything needs to become new. But you need the support. You need the team. Sounds like you had a great recovery place that mm-hmm. you worked with that had all the tools that you need. And you went from addiction to recovery to healing to a boss, okay? And that's what we like on Another Moment, just measures of excellence. How many things that I can do and make it as grand as I can, step by step. You're not going to get to the end right away, but what steps can you do to get to your purpose, which mm-hmm. you've given a lot of advice on. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Now we got to do a little something, something, something.
Okay.
So.
Is it the jar?
Yep.
All right.
It's called do-do-do. Okay, so we do a drum roll. The moment.
And I get to pick it, right?
Of truth.
If someone wrote a book about you, what would it be called?
Ooh, that's a good one for you.
From lost to found.
Mm. See that?
Simple.
That's good.
What was the book you were going to say?
I was going to say Healed, Delivered, and Free.
Oh, yeah.
Bam.
That's good.
Okay. So if you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be? Pizza.
Pizza?
I love pizza.
What kind of pizza?
Pepperoni.
Okay. Easy. Simple. Mm-hmm. American.
No pork
American.
On my fork, then I'll just put I'm just like, it'll be pepperoni pizza. But it has to be New York pizza. Okay, AZ for me, my really funny, vivacious 7-year-olds, we have a dance that we call the PIA.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what that is we do this every time we do the show, we just kind of think about what needs to just be pushed away that we're just not dealing with. Like, it could be anything. So I think I'm going to push away two things.
Okay.
Procrastination
mm-hmm.
and mediocrity.
Mm-hmm.
No more settling for less. We want all of the best. So yes. We're going to push it away.
I like that.
You can stay. Bye-bye. Bye, mediocrity.
Untrust.
Ooh.
I'm going to push away any untrust.
You can't stay here.
Yeah.
I'm here for that. Lord. What's your life? Everyone has like their go-to scriptures. What's like your one, like when you're in any type of situation, like, you know what? This is the one right here for me. This is the word, the scripture that I'm standing on.
Ooh. I might have to say two of them, honestly. Be still and know is one that I think about a lot. I wore a shirt today that said that. Your word is a light into my path and a lamp to my feet.
Mm-hmm.
I almost forgot it for a second.
So I have a couple of two. I think mine might be he's a present help in the time of trouble.
Yes, he is.
And have faith the size of a mustard seed.
Because
once
one.
You believe, he'll do the rest.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that's why that word mediocrity, that lack, like Jory said the last time, and untrust, you can literally live a life of peace if you make the right choices.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to grab that faith. Get my pepperoni pizza. I'm gonna push everything away and to be the best Mo that I can be. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for having a moment. Did we just have a moment?
We had a moment.
Legends of Excellence.
Yay.
That's my girl. Thank you so much for tuning in. We can't wait to see you again for another moment with your girl Mo. Thank you. Be blessed, guys.
Welcome to another moment with your girl, Mo. Hey. With your girl, Mo. Yeah.